He places the table in the presence of the enemy, not so the enemy can kill, steal, destroy, but so that there is ongoing testimony of the nature of God and his redemptive purpose in fallen humanity to restore us to a place that reminds the enemy, you did not win. You only set us up for a greater victory. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh boy. You prepare a table for me. Did you see it? Did you read it? You prepare a table before me. You prepare the table and you put it in the middle of the enemies. What is the table? A table is a place of nourishment, a place of interaction, fellowship, family, intimacy. It's the table. Remember Mephibosheth, the Old Testament? His legs were lame, but he was brought to the table of the king, so his lameness was covered in the table of the Lord. So here's this table of deep fellowship, closeness, tenderness with God. And God says, I'm going to put it in the middle of the enemies. What's happened to so many believers is all they can see is the enemies. And they define their circumstances by the enemies they see instead of defining their circumstances by the Lord who is seated across the table with intimate interaction and fellowship. There is a place of intimacy and fellowship with him that actually causes all these hellish things to dissolve and disappear. It's not even that they're gone, it's just that they don't matter. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? It doesn't mean no one can be against you, it just means no one can be against you and be given a chance to vote. No one against you ever gets to vote. They have no ability to contribute to a conclusion or decision. That's been determined by the one who is the Lord. The Lord. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I think one of the most frequent challenges that I watch people that I love and care for and interact with, as I watch them go through stuff, I see that they're so aware of the enemies that are there and not the Lord who is there. You know, in your darkest situation, it's a table of fellowship. See, most people don't have a financial problem. They have a lordship problem. They don't have a relationship problem. It's a lordship problem. It's not an anxiety issue. It's a lordship issue. It's really at the heart of so many things. It's when I try to fix the stuff myself instead of in that place of tender surrender. Do I make a mountain out of a molehill? Do I exaggerate the size and effect of something? And so here the Lord is telling us, listen, I've set you up for victory ahead of time, and just to prove it, I'm going to take you through a dark valley, and then when we get there, I'm going to put a banqueting table up, and it's going to be you and me sitting down. And it basically means every time you say, I love you to Jesus, he puts it on the devil's intercom. He just makes the devil listen to your affection and love for Jesus. Because he places the table in the presence of the enemy, not so the enemy can kill, steal, destroy, but so that there is ongoing testimony of the nature of God and his redemptive purpose in fallen humanity to restore us to a place that reminds the enemy, you did not win. You only set us up for a greater victory. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Anybody ever have the chocolate sundae, a moonstone? Can you say, will of God? Yes. Why? Why? For those of you who are not enlightened, it's a large goblet on a platter, plate. They fill it with ice cream, and then they pour chocolate on it until it overflows and is filling the plate. Will of God. Will of God. Overflows. The outcome of this is your chocolate sundae will overflow. So, he says, my cup overflows. There is more pouring through me than I could possibly contain. I am a fountain of resource and life for countless numbers of people because I've remained in a place of trust in the darkest of times. And what's happened in me is he's created in me a fountain of life that will feed and nourish many. It's the result of the Lordship of Jesus, is he can trust you with greater capacity, greater influence, simply because you found the presence in the darkness. And you cause that to be your feeding place. And the result is you will have more than you could have asked for, more than is even necessary. Your cup overflows. Your head is anointed. Your thought life is immersed in the anointing of the Spirit of God. And out of your heart flows rivers, rivers, rivers of living water. He then ends it with this. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord goes before me. I got two angels behind me, goodness and mercy. They just pick up the slack. They keep going, Bo. Keep going. Don't stop now. This is no place to stop. They pick up the things I drop, but this goodness and mercy. Dwelling in the house of the Lord. You were designed to live in the manifested presence of the Lord. Did I mention the person that got healed, came in the Friday night service? I'm sorry, this is my third service. I forget what I say where. Hi, good morning. So here a person walks into a room and is healed of cancer without anybody praying for them. Several years ago, one of our staff guys, one of our international staff guys, was coming through customs in San Francisco. And the customs agent has him at the desk, and he's international. He's got a green card. He works here. And the guy looks at him and says, where do you work? And he said, Bethel Church. He says, is that the church that has a prayer house up there that's open? He says, yeah, it is. He said, let me tell you a story. He says, a friend of mine's dying of fourth stage cancer. He drove up to Reading. He walked into the prayer house and was completely healed of cancer. He drove back, and then he looked at the pastor. He stamped his passport. He said, welcome home.
Come on.
What happened? Somebody's cup was overflowing. Come on. Somebody's cup was overflowing. That lack mindset has got to go. Lack mindset is only the product of fear. It is not truth. It is not truth. I may be going through a valley of the shadow of death, but I am not a person bound by lack. I'm a person in process. I like outcomes. He likes process. I like the end result, the breakthrough, the miracle, the whatever. He likes the journey. I go, We think differently. Yes, we do. I want the outcome. He says, but you get to trust me the whole way. And I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Doesn't mean you come to church forever. It means that we live in the presence continuously forever. That everywhere you go, the house of the Lord becomes manifest. It's always a chance in a crowd this size that there would be people here who have never made a confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, for your healing, for your deliverance. And Jesus went to a cross with you in mind, with me in mind. And he made it possible that every person in this room, on a moment like this, could place their faith in Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sin and for healing, transformation of a broken life. Everybody in this room needs it. Everyone has been brought to this point today for this reason. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and he's inviting every person here. They may not have a personal relationship with him. He's inviting you in to a personal relationship with him. If there's anybody here in that position that would just say, Bill, I don't want to leave the building till I know that I'm at peace with God, that I know what it is to be forgiven, that I know what it is to be brought into God's family, I want you just to put a hand up right where you are. I don't want to miss anybody who does this, so put your hand up. I want to see who you are. There's somebody right over here. Yes, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Anybody else? Real quick. Right back over here is another one. There. Wonderful. Wonderful. Bless you. Beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20. It's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.